You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So reports and multiple studies that you've seen now over the last couple days, or not studies, multiple reports, saying that our nonagenarians, right, nonagenarians, which means our 90-year-old pluses, are showing better and better improved brain power. As our life expectancy is increasing, 90 is the new 80, and these 90-year-olds are doing phenomenal. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how a psychic apparently led authorities to find the autistic boy that had been found dead. A psychic. Do you guys believe in psychic? I mean, is this really true? I want to talk about that story. Then I had been on the John Phillips Show discussing Americans and how we handle our exercise and why a report has come out saying even though we're exercising more, we're not losing weight. What are we doing wrong? I mean, we're exercising, bravo, that's what we've been telling everybody to do, increase our exercise, try to do about an hour a day, but obesity is still a rising problem. True, Mexico has surpassed us in terms of being the most obese country, but we are still having issues with obesity. Why? Is our exercise not good enough? Are we exercising wrong? Is the exercise just not touching it compared to what we eat? So we definitely have to dive into that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, remember there was a woman, there's actually been a couple, who were, for I guess a TV show, donating their virginity or auctioning their virginity. Well, Katerina Migliorini, 21 years old, says she is still a virgin and believes the auction was a publicity stunt for an Australian documentary. She had sold her virginity for $780,000 in an online auction, but she claims she's a victim and she was exploited. She claims she has not received the money that was promised to her by her filmmaker. Now, I'm kind of confused because I remember there were a couple people, one who was trying to raise money for her sick mom. I don't think that was this. The other who was, I think, trying to raise money for a cause. And a Japanese man who they anonymously named Natsu, I guess, won. And then they were supposed to fly over another country because in certain countries that would be considered prostitution. She was overage at the time. Now she's 21. I guess Natsu, 53 years old, a Japanese millionaire, I guess was able to put off competition from American bidders Jack Miller and Jack Wright. Again, these are probably fake names. And an Indian wealthy man named Rudra Chatterjee. He had won the date. She would use the cash, right, to build homes for poverty-stricken families, okay? And I guess the documentary is supposed to watch and make sure that she spent the money on that. And then TV people got involved, and it was supposed to be part of an Australian documentary entitled Virgins Wanted. And I guess the producer was going to explore the lives of people who, I guess there was also a male, Alex Stepanov, who auctioned his virginity for $3,000, etc. So people were saying, oh my gosh, this is prostitution. You know, is she really going to use the money to help other people? What is this? Okay. Well, apparently, from what we understand, when she went to meet her winning bidder in a Sydney restaurant, she claims that he didn't match the description that the producer had given her, and they decided not to have sex. Okay. Smart move. She also claims that he didn't cover traveling expenses or give her the $780,000 that was paid by quote-unquote Natsu. So she thinks Natsu never even existed and that the auction was simply a ploy to gain media coverage. So where is the money? Is the money going to help people? Do we even care if she's going to lose her virginity not, or try to re-auction it? Apparently, the reason why they were able to avoid prostitution laws is because she was, quote-unquote, delivered to her buyer on board a plane between Australia and the U.S., being interviewed before and after the sexual act. So if it was, I thought she was supposed to have sex on the plane, because if you're on the plane, you don't get in trouble. All right, so for those of you that donated to this wonderful cause, and for those of you that actually auctioned, right? This is crazy. That would have to be the most awkward type of moment. Unless you know some of these wealthy businessmen, you know, are used to having prostitutes. I mean, that's a very common thing. Okay, you know, somebody comes in and they're high priced, and she wasn't a prostitute. She was a virgin. Sold her virginity for $780,000, prompting somebody else to do that for her mom, who's sick. And I don't know if it was considered prostitution with that as well. When I was a virgin, I don't really think I would have been able to get any money for that. I mean, I really didn't know what I was doing. Okay. I mean, I did shave my legs. I did have a fairly decent body, but I don't think I could get away with that. I mean, you know, Dr. Dahlia is selling her virginity. Now, well, I wasn't a doctor. Well, maybe I was. I don't remember. I don't really remember much about my first time. I've told you guys that. I really don't remember much about my first time. But I do remember my 10th birthday party the next day. That was kind of fun. All right. Okay. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say James Gandolfini had likely ignored four crucial heart attack warning signs, according to a doctor. Chelsea Crandall, a renowned cardiologist and chief of the cardiac transplant program at the prominent Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic. I wonder if my clinic is considered prominent. Yeah, I've never done that. Whenever I've been interviewed for an article, you know, nobody ever says, you know, this is a well-renowned family doctor from the highly prominent Dr. Dahlia Clinic. I don't know, right? Integrative family medicine. I don't know if I ever get that type of stature. We'll tell you what he thinks and why James Gandolfini's heart attack could have been avoided. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I did see Pawn Stars last night. I wasn't on that one. But a gentleman had brought in an old contraption, which was the iron lung that would help people breathe when they were afflicted with polio and had been paralyzed. A phenomenal piece. When Rick was saying, look, you know, who would want to buy something like that? And I was screaming at the TV going, oh, my gosh, I would love that with my collection. The only problem is it really would have been too huge. My collection, I still need to have in a small part of my house, you know, with the square footage that I got. But, yes, I did see that the lung, the iron lung, pretty cool. It's very good episodes yesterday of Pawn Stars. I'm a huge fan. Okay, anyway, now, okay, so we're being found. It's found that Americans are exercising more. So we've gotten off our duffs. We're exercising more. We're doing what we're supposed to. We're doing Zumba. We're doing Pilates. We're doing P90X. We're running around and we're, you know, sweating and jogging and well done. Love it. But the obesity is still on the rise. And even though people are exercising, they are still not losing weight. And I know some of you are like, oh, man, Dahlia always talks about exercise and obesity and all that, and, you know, I'm tired of hearing it. Well, I'm tired of talking about it. I am. But I don't think we've figured this out yet. I can't tell you how many of my patients who exercise, and they show me I mean, they show me what they do. I see their muscle definition. I mean, I could tell when somebody works out and when somebody doesn't work out. I mean, you could see by the muscle definition what they're working out. And because sometimes the muscle definition kind of defines some of the workouts they do. They're working on their tries, they're working on their buys, etc. Yet, they still have a high BMI. They still have fatty deposits around the liver. They still have a big tushy or larger abdomen. Not that I tell a patient you got a big tushy, you know. But I understand that because I work out and I got a tushy still. All right, so what is going on? Are we working out wrong? You know, do we have to go back to Jane Fonda aerobics? What are we doing wrong? Because telling people to exercise, what's the guideline now? They're saying 150 minutes a week. 150 minutes a week now. Okay, you know, we're telling people, some of you to do cardio, some of you to hit your maximum heart rate. A study came out a couple weeks ago saying just get 10 minutes in. Just get a 10-minute sprint in. What are we supposed to do? And can somebody tell us what exercise regimen will actually keep the weight off? Well, my guess is there's a variety of different factors, okay? Many of us that truly exercise by running, like when I ran, even on days where I could only run for 10 minutes, I was still as low body fat as I ever was, okay? Just running for me, I mean, did it. Runners, I mean, hands down, if you're a runner, I don't think you rarely have an issue with obesity, all right? But my patients who will do certain step classes, or they'll have a bicycle at home, or they'll have the stationary bike, or a treadmill at the house, okay? They're still fighting with the obesity. But Dahlia, I'm on it 40 minutes a day. I'm on it 40 minutes a day. Now, I always noticed that if I would go for a 10-minute run, okay, because it would be hot and sometimes I couldn't go longer than that, that 10-minute run would always get me into shape. But if I would try to, because of the weather, or because I didn't feel it was safe to run outside, etc., to try to instead do a 40-minute treadmill, wasn't the same. It just wasn't. So we need to probably reevaluate some of our workout machines. Now, I'm wondering if our workout machines or some of the exercise regimens we're doing is almost going to follow the same fate that we're seeing with supplements. Remember yesterday we talked about how fish oil supplements could put people at risk for prostate cancer? Now, you know, fish in general, you eating your salmon or your cod or your halibut shouldn't be putting you at risk for prostate cancer, but they say popping the fish oil supplements can. Moreover, the fish oil supplements haven't been found to lower cholesterol, but having a diet rich in fish and vegetables do. So there's something maybe circulating around the idea that we have to be as natural as we can, even with our exercise. If walking on a treadmill is not the same as walking outside, and we know it. I mean, I remember I would run on a treadmill. Running on a treadmill, I could do for three times the time than running outside. Now, I blamed it at the time because I was kind of living near the university, so it had to have been the smog and the air quality. Maybe the air quality outside would prevent my lungs from having that capacity. But running outside, I had much less stamina than running on a treadmill. I could run on a treadmill for an hour. But outside, 10, 15 minutes, I was getting fatigued. So maybe we need to realize that whatever exercise we're doing isn't equal. Okay, swimming. You guys know. I mean, swimming versus let me see. I'm not sure what else do we have that's like an artificial simulation of swimming. Sometimes you got those pools where the water. You know those pools built for one, where you just sit there and you swim and it's kind of like a treadmill pool. Okay, there's something about regular swimming. I know this kind of sounds like common sense. But I don't think this is something that most people think about. All right? They're upset that they do an hour-long workout on a treadmill and they're still overweight, even though they've been working out at the gym for years. Why is that? Maybe we ought to tell people to go back outside and run. Maybe we got to tell people to actually go and swim in an ocean. Maybe we have to tell people to hike. You know, the younger people, they have it down. The younger people that exercise have it down. It didn't matter still, you know, if I worked out in the gym or I ran. I was still slim, slender, etc. But I noticed when I got older and after the kids, my homemade workouts with my gym equipment didn't cut it. And I think that's something that needs to be investigated. And we need to be told that, look, that treadmill that you're on, you're only probably getting a fourth of the workout than if you actually ran. Now, mind you, I deal with a lot of arthritis patients, knee injuries, hip injuries, etc. We don't want you to run outside. Running outside can really damage the hips and the knees and the pelvic girdle and the back. One of the reasons why I have so much arthritis in my back and so much scar tissue in my abdomen is because I ran on asphalt. I ran outside. Okay? It causes wear and tear on the body. It was a hell of a lot better workout, but it causes wear and tear. So I don't tell people to run outside. I tell people to run on a treadmill. But, you know, it just kind of makes you think it may not be as much of a workout, which means you may have to do it for longer, 3-4 times longer. But let's take a back a step. Maybe we don't have to sit here and have an artificial workout if we were moving throughout the day anyway. Okay? I sit in a radio studio for at least 3 hours plus prep, okay? All right. And then I go to my medical office. And then at night I work on reports. So you could see there's a potential for a lot of sitting. So immediately what I did is I put one of those exercise balls in. And so I sit on an exercise ball when I do my show. Okay, so at least for 3 hours I'm moving. Okay, you know, when you sit on the exercise ball, you got to tighten your abdomen. You're moving your quads. You're moving your butt muscles because you're trying to balance on the ball. And you're kind of rocking back and forth. And it hasn't hurt my back, knock on wood. So at least I'm doing some movement. When I'm in the medical office and I'm running from patient to patient, room to room, I'm moving. I'm getting some exercise. But then at night when I plop my butt down in front of the computer and I have the TV on so I can every now and then take my eyes off the computer and I'm doing my reports and I'm doing my show prep, etc., I'm sitting. Now, some of you don't get the liberty of having multiple jobs where you get to run around and stuff. Most of you, your job is 9 hours in front of a computer. Or 12 hours in front of a computer. If that's the case, you're screwed. You can't do that. We've talked about that many times. You can't sit in front of a computer and expect to have, you know, longevity in your life. Your body was never designed to sit. Your body was designed to hunt and gather. All right? You were either hunting for the food, you were either gathering vegetables or picking things off trees, or you were chasing after the kids or you were trying to fish. But there really wasn't anything where you would say, you would maybe clean clothes. But if you cleaned clothes, that was still a lot of movement. Okay, maybe you would make clothes. Maybe there'd be some sewing, etc. They usually left it to the older women that had to sit. The people that could move, moved. So what researchers now have to do is maybe give us the nitty-gritty on exactly what are you exercising. I mean, is it using the muscles that you need? Now, I understand there's a caloric clock on there, and it tells you how many calories you burned, which is nice, but I think all of us could agree those calories never seem to be right, because we'll eat a 500-calorie, I don't know, piece of cake and still gain weight. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you had asked me about the Diet Coke study. I was asked about this on John Phillips today, KBC, in terms of, okay, why is diet soda being linked to increased weight and obesity? And we had discussed this yesterday, how a study had come out looking at diet soda and how maybe what happens is diet soda stimulates insulin because the body is thinking that something sweet is coming into the body. Then there is no sugar. And then what does the body do when it finds out that there isn't sugar? And maybe you end up getting, like I said, anytime you want to mess with nature, it bites you in the butt. So you get basically bit in the butt because now your body either goes, wow, maybe I need to produce extra sugar, or there's this hormonal effect that causes you to slow down your metabolism because the sugar or the food never came in. And I don't know. That's just a theory. Okay. I don't think we know why diet soda or aspartame or these sweeteners can cause weight gain. But the one thing I do know is people are complaining that they can't lose weight, that they're gaining weight, but they're drinking diet soda. Now, true, in the commercials, you'll see, was it Cindy Crawford who used to drink a Diet Coke or something, right? I mean, you see these beautiful people drinking diet sodas, and they look all skinny. But I noticed that right away. Diet soda never made me lose weight. Not at all. But soda really caused you to pack the drinks on. So how I look at diet soda is, for those of you who like the taste, and I'm so shocked that anybody would drink diet soda for taste, okay, because to me, I can't stand the taste of diet soda. All the worth to diet soda, okay, to its credit, is it substitutes for you drinking something with the high fructose corn syrup and taking in too much sugar, all right? But that doesn't mean it's safe. It does, you know, long term. It doesn't mean it should be your main drinking staple. Okay? Diet Coke is out there. Diet Pepsi, Diet Soda is out there for people who want to feel like they're drinking a cola, but don't want the particular calories. The once in a blue moon people, we don't see an issue with. But I had a patient the other day saying, "Dahlia, what is wrong with me? I'm practically a vegetarian. I'm working out." And I'm like, "What about your soda intake?" He's like, "No worry there. It's only diet soda, but I drink a lot of it." Go for the hell of it. Just stop the diet soda. Switch to water. There could be something to it. Now, I know a lot of us can't drink coffee. I mean, I'm one of them. I really don't like the taste of coffee. So I'll try to take a sip of some soda just to get the caffeine. But it's not a daily staple. No way. Okay, if I'm going to drink something at lunch, it's going to be water, or it's going to be juice or lemonade or something. Hopefully low sugar lemonade. But, you know, I think we're still of the wrong perception of what's going to keep calories off, what's going to keep us slim. So in the previous segment, we were talking about people are exercising more, but we still have issues with obesity. Then what's going on? Well, it's because we probably don't understand. We think whatever we're doing is enough. You know, I'll have patients that'll come in with weight issues say, "Dahlia, I don't have to exercise anymore." I'm like, "Why not?" She's like, they're like, "I'm on my feet all day long. I have a pedometer. I walk 2 miles a day at work. Look at the pedometer readings." I believe her. I believe her that she walks 2 miles a day at work. Okay? So then what is it? Is it that the body got used to her 2 miles a day at work? Such that, all right, you looks like you got to step it up to 3. I mean, we do notice that sometimes after a while, your body gets used to the workout. Your body gets so used to the workout that when you're trying to lose weight, it doesn't really happen, and you got to switch the workout around. We've all known that. You got to switch the muscles around, switch the muscle groups, switch that workout around. So it could be that. Or maybe she thinks all her other things she's doing is enough to keep her weight down. I'm drinking diet soda. I'm only eating one meal a day. I'm doing Atkins, where I'm eating steak and fat, but no carbs. I mean, I think there's so much misinformation out there. Some people lose weight on some diets, but for other people, it doesn't work. You know, I was given a Valium before my LASIK surgery. Now, Valium kind of made me nervous, okay? But that, you know, because I heard that people get addicted to it and, you know, people kind of feel like it's the happy pill, like Xanax, etc. That Valium did absolutely nothing to me, I thought. Okay, so the doctor said, "Try it again." That's interesting. Okay, so I tried a Valium just, I mean, on my own, okay, when I wasn't having LASIK. Did nothing. I didn't feel nothing. All right, so I guess for me, I don't have the neurotransmitters or whatever that the Valium would affect. It did nothing. Now, somebody could say, "Dahlia, you're so hyper, no wonder." You'd probably have to take a whole bottle of Valium just to notice an effect. But I just noticed for me, Valium does nothing. All right? Luckily, I've never had to use it, thank God. But maybe that's also what's going on with certain people. For certain people, the Atkins diet was the way to go. For other people, maybe HCG is the way to go. For other people, Sensa. But we don't have anything out there that we could tell everybody across the board. The closest thing we got, the closest stab at it that we got is like Weight Watchers. And the reason why Weight Watchers is so successful is because it forces you to kind of watch what you're eating and putting in your body. Having that tally system, that point system, helps a lot of people. Have I had people claim that Weight Watchers kept their weight off permanently? No. No. One big complaint people have with Weight Watchers is they have to keep doing it. Well, maybe that's not a criticism of the Weight Watchers plan. Maybe that's a fact of life. Maybe keeping your weight down has to be a 24/7 job. Now, for those of us that have struggled with weight, we'll agree, hell yeah, absolutely. But then we get ticked off because once we start losing weight and we figure out how to do it, then we get another metabolism plateau. It's frustrating. But the one thing I've noticed, being 42 years old, you got to cut the meat. You got to cut the red meat. You got to cut the carbs. And if you're going to have good carbs, carbs that make you poop. Don't do it without all carbs, because once you reintroduce carbs, you'll blow back up. But you got to have good, wheaty carbs, good fibrous. Make sure you got fiber. Get those fruits, get those vegetables, and you got to work on self-control. You may want to reach for the chocolate cake or the Coca-Cola. You're going to have to say, no, I'll have some water. You have to distract yourself. You got to do a lot of distractions. You know, I was watching America's Got Talent. I love that show, America's Got Talent. And I think it's cool when you have people like, there's people from my city going up on there. I'm like, no, my gosh, ah. And I guess with America's Got Talent, they have phenomenal catering. And every now and then they'll show Halle Mandel and Heidi Klum or whoever running around doing some little shtick. And you see the food in the background. And we're talking pastries and layers of food. And, I mean, it looks like stars get to eat like kings. All right? But you never really see the camera show Heidi Klum start to pig out. You don't see them do that. Why? Well, because they probably can't even touch that food. You know? And then I even found myself feeling sorry for them. Where, oh my gosh, you have to walk by all that food and they can't even touch it and eat it. All right? I mean, how do you have that kind of willpower? If the food's not there, I'm not going to eat it. But if there's free food, right, whether it's caloric or not, I'm going to eat free food. That's something you got to control too, the willpower. Also, the plate size. We've talked about this. A big mistake is plates got bigger. Portions got bigger. Super size came out. Quarter pound burgers are now considered small. Remember in the 80s, a quarter pounder, a whole quarter pound burger? We talked about this. McDonald's burgers back in the 50s for an adult probably equated to what a Happy Meal burger is. Okay, our portions have increased. So you could say, look, all I did was have a sandwich. Yeah, but how big was that sandwich? How many layers of meat? If that sandwich is probably twice the size of a sandwich we would have eaten back in the 1920s, you know, don't be surprised that you're packing on the weight. Not to mention the hormones in our food. Maybe there's hormones in milk that's causing us to pack on weight. And the more fat you have, the more hormones you have. So we need more education on whatever we think we're doing to lose weight is not doing it. And I'm very grateful that study came out with diet sodas, because for those of us who knew it, we had a hard time convincing everybody else. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, when many of you say, Dahlia, I do not want to, be 80, 90, I'll lose my mind, quit trying to stop the heart attack, quit trying to, you know, prevent the stroke, I don't want to lose my mind. Well, good news is out there, in terms of, looking at the numbers of people who are living 90 or older, and they found that many of their brains are just as mentally sharp as anyone else. And to me, I mean, my elderly patients, they're even shrewder. You know, don't misjudge somebody forgetting a name or somebody forgetting an event, okay, as them still not having some shrewdness to them, okay? Memory loss is one aspect of cognition deficit. And we do panic. Because, you know, people with Alzheimer's and dementia can lose their memory. Memory loss is a huge symptom. But just because somebody loses their memory about some things doesn't mean they aren't shrewd. I've seen that with my family members. They forget my name. I mean, not so much forget my name like they don't know who I am, but they'll call me by somebody else's name. I mean, I do that. I call the cats by the wrong names. I call the kids by the wrong names. I call my husband by previous boyfriends. I do it all the time, okay? Right? It happens. But when somebody has these little memory brain farts, okay, don't just assume it's dementia. Now, yes, being forgetful, we've talked about that. We've talked about different varying stages of dementia, and memory loss should always be evaluated, hands down, in your elderly parent or grandparent. But don't just start throwing in the towel and saying we're going to pull the plug because grandma keeps losing her keys. Grandma could still be a shrewd cookie. Now, Danish researchers report that those surviving past the age of 90 today are living longer and are mentally sharper than nonagenarians born a decade earlier. They say people born in 1915 were almost a third more likely to reach 95 than those born a decade earlier, and on average, they perform better on mental tests and in daily living tasks. You know, it's interesting. I was talking about Pawn Stars, and one of the Pawn Stars episodes yesterday was making jest at old man, right? Richard Harrison, old man, wanted to Navy duty, et cetera. And so they were giving him crap about, you know, doing puzzles and trying to keep his mind busy and kind of making fun of him, you know, trying to go the senile route. I love these guys. They're brilliant. Now, I know old man, shrewder than shrewd. Okay, these guys, all of them, very, very smart, all right? But it's always something that families, I guess, make jest of. I don't think old man thinks it's funny. I know in my family, my grandparents didn't like it, right, when we would call them senile and old and, you know, tell them to go play bingo. But it's funny because that's what they did in the other episode. I forget which episode it was, Fool's Gold or something like that. And so, you know, they try to give him a puzzle to keep his mind busy, and all he wanted to do was take a nap, etc. And true, they're right. I mean, when you have an elderly parent or grandparent, you want to keep them busy. Have them take a class. Have them work on crossword puzzles, mind tasks. You need to, because you don't use it, you lose it. But by the way, we all need to do it. I'm 42 years old, and I don't spend the same stress and the severity of memorizing now like I did back in my 20s when I was in medical school. So every time I recertify for the boards, I've recertified, but it gets harder and harder. And it's not because I'm old. 42 years old isn't old. It's just I'm not in school. I'm not having the everyday stress. I went straight through school. I went from high school to college for 4 years, then medical school for 4 years, and then residency. And then right after residency, I had my board certification, not to mention all the boards and shelf exams I had to take in between. Your mind's sharp. You're ready to take tests. Now what do I do to keep my mind busy? Well, I'm prepping for shows. I'm seeing patients. I'm reading up on all the journal articles and all the studies. So I read a lot. I mean, my mind is busy. But even with all that my mind has to do, I'm still having brain farts. How many brain farts do I have on air a week? Don could probably tell you. At least a couple brain farts on air and some real farts, too. So, I mean, you know, we're aging. Okay, so you aren't going to be as quick and shrewd. But what's a compromise, or what's a give and take, is we are more seasoned. Our instinct is there. And I get so sick and tired of seeing family members blow off what grandpa or grandma is saying because they think they're senile because of some memory loss. These people have seen what you haven't seen. All right? And they are very seasoned. And if they haven't been diagnosed with dementia, you might want to listen to what they have to say. You know, my mom and I have probably had a billion conversations, my mom doing most of the talking. And you all know what I'm like. So you could just imagine if my mom takes control over the conversation. Woo, Nelly. So, now, because my mom and I have had millions upon millions of conversations, I tend to tune her out. I have heard what my mom has said millions upon millions time before. I could finish what she has to say. After she says it, she repeats it, and she reinforces it. She used to yell at me, no joke, 8 hours 8 hours she could go off yelling and talking. You think my being on radio 3 hours a day is a feat? No, this is nothing. My mom could do 24/7, easy, okay? But, all right, you know, my kids will watch me, and they'll see me tune around. Like, I don't know, one day she was talking about how she uses her old calendar, okay, to document things. And we were kind of driving in an area to find a nice hiking spot, and we were on kind of some dangerous mountain. Some dangerous terrain. So, you know, my husband's like, you know, guys, you got to shut her up because I don't want to, you know, have an accident. So I didn't want to tell her to shut up because she's my mom. So I go, look, you know, this dissertation on calendars and you keeping a calendar, you know, of people's birthdays is fascinating, mind you. But we're going to need to just table the conversation right now. I know the facts you're giving us is extremely tantalizing, but the conversation is just so fascinating that we may lose concentration on the road. Okay, treacherous road. Now, of course, my kids thought that was funny, right? Because they understood that I was trying to get my mom to shut up, right? And she actually did shut up for about 2 seconds. And then she goes, well, but the reason why I'm emphasizing this, and we're like, oh, gosh, please. Okay, but, you know, I told my kids, I go, you know, listen, okay, you don't blow grandma off. Number one, she's your grandma. But every now and then she says something that is still extremely wise and even gets me to listen. After billions of conversations with that woman, most of them trivial, most of them about my poorly aligned bra straps, mostly about what I need to do to lower my big butt, mostly involving some sort of a guilt trip that I'm supposed to now endure. Every now and then something comes out that is wiser than wise. And it's a gift to the kids, and it's a gift to me. So this study coming out saying people who are living older, living 90 or older, and by the way, it's doubled in the U.S. from 720,000 to 1.5 million from 1980 to 2010. 1.5 million are over the age of 90. And they expect it to swell to over 9 million by the year 2050 is a huge age group. And when I see something like this, okay, you know, it reminds us, just don't think that somebody there is old is a worthless person in our society. No. Okay, I want to get, I mean, you know, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's our administration, whether it's our youth, having these stereotypes against older people and having this underlying, you know, discrimination that, oh, they're costing us so much money and X, Y, and Z. And, you know, listen, they're people, they're living people, and they're as shrewd as they ever were. Okay? Don't underestimate our seniors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You gotta take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.